second win of the week, always good, different type of class, and jumped really confidently throughout. You couldn't ask for better.
No, definitely. He jumped like almost foot perfect. A little rub the third round at the last, but I mean, nothing to worry about. He jumped really good. And
these sort of competitions, they can be a bit of a lottery. Presumably, though, beforehand, you were quite confident.
Yeah, definitely. He's won Micklin and he's won Olympia Masters. He's very, very big jumper. I was trying a different bridle today just because I'm going to jump him in the Grand Prix. So I tried a different bit and I thought I'd use that class just to have a look. And yeah, he jumped really good.
So looking ahead, obviously, though, for the Grand Prix with this horse, you know, you must then, this gives you a degree of optimism looking ahead.
Well, it's a different class again, you know, but he is a very big jumper and on his day, there's no reason why he can't win it.
And the form sort of coming in, obviously good today, but over the year with this horse, how's it been?
Yeah, he's had his ups and downs. He's jumped some really good rounds and then missed in a few classes. He jumped at Calgary and he was really unlucky not to win a big class there. He's been a little bit unlucky, you know, to be honest, but yeah, he jumped really good today, so it's good.
So you feel that the luck now might now be with him, because obviously you're riding well. You've got the two wins under the belt. There's a degree of confidence from the rider.
Oh yeah, definitely. When you're winning a bit, you know, you get more confidence. But yeah, he jumped super, so we're just one step at a time.